Strand Bookstore, well known for its 18 miles of books, is a favorite spot for locals and tourists alike, but the legendary shop has become a little less popular with its employees recently. Unionized workers are in a dispute with the store's management and will begin voting on a new contract later today. Tracy Samuelson reports on what's at stake.
It's jazz night at the Grassroots Tavern in the East Village, where every Sunday, Strand employees meet to catch up on the latest contract negotiations and talk strategy. Chris McCallion, who, appropriately enough, works in the store's labor studies section, suggests canvassing to raise customer awareness.
There's no reason why all of us, anytime we're free, shouldn't be hitting up other places.
He's with about two dozen other workers, clustered around worn wooden tables in the back by the dartboards.
So I'll be out there in the morning, and I haven't slept, so you people have no excuse.
Strand workers have been without a contract since the end of August. The store's 140 non-management employees are part of the United Auto Workers Union, which grew out of the car industry but now represents workers across different sectors. Last week, employees got a final offer from management, which they say freezes wages for a year and a half, cuts personal and sick days, and increases healthcare contributions. And in a trend seen in auto and grocery unions, it splits employees into two tiers, eventually giving more benefits to those who have been there longer, less to new employees.
The fact that this kind of system is showing up in the ownership's proposal in a small independent bookstore like the Strand is sort of a troubling trend that at all levels of ownership, they're trying to do whatever they can, you know, to use the recession basically as an excuse to cut back on labor, cut back on benefits to workers.
Olivia Rossane works in the store's fiction section. Her parents brought her to the Strand on her very first visit to New York City. She worries the proposed contract could increase turnover and degrade the knowledge of the staff. General Manager Eddie Sutton declined to address contract specifics, but he says he knows the value of his employees.
The folks here who work here make this experience. They make this store, and we're incredibly proud of them. I wish that the economy was better.
The store may be iconic, Sutton says, but that doesn't mean it's immune to the modern challenges of bookselling, namely Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and e-readers.
Some of those folks can compete on price and availability in ways that we can't. Some of them don't pay as much rent as perhaps we would have to do, and we, you know, we're challenged in that way.
But Sutton's times are tough argument doesn't sit well with workers. They say new employees start at $9 an hour, slightly above minimum wage, but still tough to live on in the city. And they say they asked management for information on the store's financial situation months ago, but didn't get a response. After I talked to Sutton the other day, I decided to wander the store a little bit and look for some outside insight into the Strand's labor dispute.
Hi.
How you doing?
Can I help you find something?
Actually, where's the labor section?
Oh, downstairs in the basement.
Thank you.
There, a copy of Nelson Lichtenstein's State of the Union caught my eye. He's a labor and history professor at the University of California, Santa Barbara. So I called him up to ask him about this idea of splitting employees into different levels.
Two-tier wage systems are disastrous for the union and for the life inside the store.
Because they pit old and new workers against each other. Lichtenstein said that by trying to match online retailers' book prices, the Strand is also mirroring some undesirable labor practices at their big distribution centers.
People, you know, work temporarily, they get fired, the wages are $11 an hour with no health care. And really, ultimately, the Strand is competing against this.
On my way out of the Strand, I happened past a used copy of poet Billy Collins' book Ballistics for $5.95. On Amazon, a similar copy with shipping is nearly $2 more. For WNYC, I'm Tracy Samuelson.